Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've used a lot of jersey, but I've also done a lot of complex pattern weaves in fabrics in bright colors, and there are lots of little dresses for cocktail and evening. I've done a series of very important evening dresses as well, just to show that these two ideas can also work well together. Today's woman can wear an important evening dress or a simple pant and top. It's all in the personality of the woman rather than in some fixed norms.
Speaker B.
A duct tape dress is not only an odd and unpredictable way to show up for the dance at school at the end of the academic year, it's also a chance to win a complete college scholarship. I heard Duck Brand Duct Tape runs an annual contest for crafty school leavers who construct their own formal outfits out of the company's tape. Other materials may be used or incorporated into the design, but duct tape should be the main material.
Speaker C.
I read in a school book that Elizabethan women and men were not allowed to wear whatever color of clothes they liked. It didn't matter how wealthy they were, the color, fabric, and material of their clothes were dictated by their rank, status, or position. And this was even enforced by English law. It was designed to limit the amount of money people spend on clothes, and of course, to maintain the social structure of the Elizabethan class system.
Speaker D.
Progressively, over the centuries, society has developed the use of clothing as a mask. Clothing was originally used and designed to protect people from heat and cold, to stop themselves from getting burned or frozen. It was also used to enhance attractiveness and for ritual and ceremonial reasons. In the latter centuries, people developed a cultural dependency on clothing. It became a mask for perceived personality and character deficiencies then.
Speaker E.
At Stagewear Unlimited, we tailor-make costumes for every kind of entertainment, all across the globe, from television to film productions, from luxury cruise performances to chart-topping artists, cabaret performers, and brass bands. We have costumed nearly everything over our 40 years in the business. Everything we make is to your own personal requirements with the highest quality, durable, stage-proof materials.
Speaker F.
I'm interested in Egypt, and I've read a lot about this culture. The Egyptian climate, with its hot summers and mild winters, favored light clothing made from plant fibers, mostly linen, and in Roman times, occasionally cotton. Wool was used less. Animal skins were sometimes worn by priests and by pharaohs in their role as first servants of the god. At times, kings and queens wore decorative, ceremonial clothing adorned with feathers and so on.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've used a lot of jersey, but I've also done a lot of complex pattern weaves in fabrics in bright colors, and there are lots of little dresses for cocktail and evening. I've done a series of very important evening dresses as well, just to show that these two ideas can also work well together. Today's woman can wear an important evening dress or a simple pant and top. It's all in the personality of the woman rather than in some fixed norms.
Speaker B.
A duct tape dress is not only an odd and unpredictable way to show up for the dance at school at the end of the academic year, it's also a chance to win a complete college scholarship. I heard Duck Brand Duct Tape runs an annual contest for crafty school leavers who construct their own formal outfits out of the company's tape. Other materials may be used or incorporated into the design, but duct tape should be the main material.
Speaker C.
I read in a school book that Elizabethan women and men were not allowed to wear whatever color of clothes they liked. It didn't matter how wealthy they were. The color, fabric, and material of their clothes were dictated by their rank, status, or position. And this was even enforced by English law. It was designed to limit the amount of money people spend on clothes. And, of course, to maintain the social structure of the Elizabethan class system.
Speaker D.
Progressively, over the centuries, society has developed the use of clothing as a mask. Clothing was originally used and designed to protect people from heat and cold, to stop themselves from getting burned or frozen. It was also used to enhance attractiveness and for ritual and ceremonial reasons. In the latter centuries, people developed a cultural dependency on clothing. It became a mask for perceived personality and character deficiencies then.
Speaker E.
At Stagewear Unlimited, we tailor-make costumes for every kind of entertainment, all across the globe, from television to film productions, from luxury cruise performances to chart-topping artists, cabaret performers, and brass bands. We have costumed nearly everything over our 40 years in the business. Everything we make is to your own personal requirements with the highest quality, durable, stage-proof materials.
Speaker F.
I'm interested in Egypt, and I've read a lot about this culture. The Egyptian climate, with its hot summers and mild winters, favored light clothing made from plant fibers, mostly linen, and in Roman times, occasionally cotton. Wool was used less. Animal skins were sometimes worn by priests and by pharaohs in their role as first servants of the god. At times, kings and queens wore decorative, ceremonial clothing adorned with feathers and so on.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.